Good afternoon, Muskegon. Can you believe it is February 14, 2025? Hi, I'm one of your hosts of Community Focus, Gregory T. Roberts, and
I'm Melvin Burns.
And welcome to the show of news, information, and more. Thank you for watching and listening. Please share this message on your media sites as well. The show is brought to you by Bishop Custom Series and Entertainment. For all your entertainment needs, please see the Bishop. Of course, don't forget Tanzania. Visit Tanzania for less. We want to thank their sponsorship as well. What is the weather looking like, my brother?
Well, on this February 14th, a little cold out. We had a low today of 12, high of 26. Mm-hmm. 30% chance of snow later this evening. Tomorrow, 70% chance of snow, low of 20, high of 32. Again, Sunday, 60% chance of snow, low of 18, high of 27. We dip into the single digits. Monday, windy, cold, low of 8 and high of 18. Tuesday, low of 6, high of 12. Wednesday, low of 9, high of 16. And Thursday, low of 8, high of 17. So let's keep that extra blanket out in handy.
Also, let's go get right into your top five of activities that happened during the week.
Well, let's start with, it seems like a long time ago, last Sunday. You know, if you had your wings and chips and everything ready, you were, after halftime, you could went home. But Super Bowl blowout by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sad.
Also related to Super Bowl, our story number two, the Kendrick Lamar halftime show.
Deep.
Get entertained, get educated. Number three, President Trump continues with cuts, layoffs, and having his appointees approved, introducing new tariffs. So he is continuing to do his thing. Also, number four, federal buyouts. The judge lifted the restrictions on those. So the federal buyouts seem to be moving forward for those employees. And number five, the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. There's been additional prisoner exchanges, and it seems as for now, the ceasefire is holding.
Okay, that's Pastor Burns' top five. And also with those layoffs is the firings. A lot of firings.
Yes, I should add the firings, layoffs, the cuts, and the firings.
Okay. All right, so let's get to today's show. And remember, share this, people. We're one of the only radio stations that have been doing this. And this is like over 4+ years of entertaining you with information and more. If you'd like to sponsor the show, you can call Janae or B. Rob, 231-727-5007. With that said, would you like to introduce our guest for the day?
Yes.
One of our guests.
If you're familiar with Muskegon All, you may recognize her name. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pull up close to your phone or radio, whatever device you're watching our program on. Our guest today is from Play Muskegon, Miss Jackie Robinson. And Jackie has a background in theater arts and early childhood education, and she's combined the two for an exciting organization here in Muskegon called Play Muskegon. Will you join us in welcoming Jackie Robinson to our microphone?
Bring her to the stage. How you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you?
We're doing great. Wonderful to have you here. Tell us your first time to Community Focus. Tell people a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I was born and raised here in Muskegon and very proud of it. My background, as you mentioned, is in childhood education and theater. So my bachelor's is in elementary education and English. And then my master's degree is in theater for the very young. So I do a lot within our theater community, teaching children of literally all ages from 6 weeks old up till the time they're in high school and even at the college level. I am a faculty member, an adjunct instructor at Muskegon Community College in the Arts and Humanities Department. But I love working with kids as well. So I get to work with kids and then teach teachers how to do theater and music and dance with kids in their classrooms as well.
Bless your heart that you love to deal with kids. And guess what? We have somebody else to the stage. It's Jesse.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jesse.
Jesse also is involved in this project. Jesse, tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you for having me and waiting for my technical difficulties. My name's Jesse Holden, and I am a family-focused registered dietitian, and I'm a culinary dietitian. So my focus chef and passion chef. Is chef to chef, yeah. Yes. So my passion is getting kids and teens and families all involved in the kitchen in any way, shape, or form, whether that's through play, through sensory activities, or straight up teaching them how to cook, which is a lot of fun.
Okay. So the first question, because I work with little kids, teaching them how to swim and stuff like that. What is the key, because you're dealing with culinary arts and you're dealing with the theater, of working with little kids? What is some of the advice that you, a little nugget that you could help me out with?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about patience and meeting them where they're at. Most kids, at least in my work, maybe haven't ever held a knife before. Maybe they're a little nervous to like be around a hot like plate because they haven't had the exposure and experience. So being patient as an instructor is always important, but especially if you're even thinking about being a parent in your own kitchen, there are great times to involve your kids, and there are ways to do it by assigning like really simple tasks or thinking about what you're going to make ahead of time so that you can kind of plan out like, oh, this is how I can have them help me today. So making a plan can be helpful so that if you're already stressed about like making dinner and they're like, I want to help, that you're not like, no, you can't help, I'm too busy. And so just being patient and, you know, just kind of thinking ahead of like, what are some really simple things and ways that you can get them involved.
What about you, Jackie?
Oh, definitely patience is key. I would also add to keep it playful. And if you're having fun and participating, whether in a dance class or a music class or just plain pretend with your children, they're going to get a lot out of it as well. If you're having fun, then they will have fun too.
And so the two of you have combined your forces for an event. You want to tell us about this event?
Jackie, you want to start first?
Wait, do you want to go, Jesse? I can go.
Jesse's like biting at the bit. She's just biting at the bit. Let me go. Let me go. Come on. Okay, Jesse, we'll start with you. So you guys got together for an event.
So Jackie and I actually go way back. We met each other back in high school. And so when she opened up Play Muskegon, which I was like, this is incredible, this is exciting. It was right before I was kind of like, I'm going to relaunch like a cooking class business, Jackie, like let's get together. And she was like, oh my gosh, well, let's look at February. Let's look at dates. And I was like, yes, let's do it. And so because I've been to Play Muskegon and I know what Jackie's trying to achieve there with her goals, I was like, you know, let's do some kind of play with your food event. We want to implement the level of play and fun and just having a good time with the kids in a kitchen or food setting. So we're going to be in her setting, which is going to be so much fun. And we're going to be doing some little foodie crafts with different food stamping. And that's going to be a lot of fun. But we're also going to be teaching the kids how to make their own berry jam. And nice. That's going to be fun. It'll be love themed, right? Because it's Valentine's Day. So everything's going to be pink and red and all that fun stuff. But yeah, Jackie, tell them a little bit more about like your setting and kind of what is also a part of this event.
Absolutely. So at Play Muskegon, which is downtown at the corner building, we're at the corner of Muskegon Avenue and 3rd Street. And Play Muskegon is an immersive, interactive play experience for children 6 and under or of any age. We've had all kinds of ages join us since we've opened in January. And it's for them to come have fun playing pretend with their favorite grown-up. So we have 7 tiny areas that are set up for children to play pretend, whether in a pizza parlor or a grocery store, a construction site, or more. We change one of the rooms each week to keep it fresh and entertaining for the kids and the grown-ups. And we often work with different vendors and other local businesses like Jesse to provide extra enrichment activities. So all weekend, we have a number of different specialty sessions where families can come in and do something unique like a music class or a cooking class, but then play. So I was just so excited Jesse was willing to partner. It's going to be a great event and something fun and unique for the area.
Wow. Okay. So here's a question of both. We'll start with Jess. Is there an age that when it's culinary or theater, the age or to get kids involved? What age should you get kids involved?
Honestly, as young as you can. I have pictures of my son as soon as he was like sitting up in a high chair playing with food, using food as just a playful element. And then I've got, oh gosh, probably pictures of him at 1 year old, like standing up and like cracking eggs and learning how to use like the little kids' knives that I have. So you can start them at any time and it's never too late. I've worked with adults for a long time, teaching them how to cut an onion, how to peel something, how to pick out something from the grocery store, how to meal plan. No matter when you start, you're going to be able to build upon the skills and you can learn. But as far as kids go, like it's never too early. Yes, you want to, you know, keep safety in mind, sure. But yeah. I've given lots of kids real knives and parents get a little bit nervous about that, but my record is clean. I have never had a kid get a cut or a burn in a class, knock on wood.
Amen. Jackie, what about you? Is there an age to start people into the theater?
Absolutely no age. Just as soon as you can, from the moment they're born, start singing to them. Babies respond so well to the sound of your voice, and they pay even closer attention when you're singing or being silly, using different voices or facial expressions. There's certainly not a starting age. I say hook them when they're young and keep mm-hmm. them interested. If you can build an appreciation for the arts from a young age, then they're likely to stick with it and take an interest in it, whether performing, singing, playing an instrument, being in a show, or just appreciating and watching a performance. Hook them when they're young.
I love that.
You got to hook them when they're young, especially with cooking, because then they're going to be cooking meals for you. So you're not so stressed out about cooking dinner every week. You can rotate with your kids. That'll be so helpful.
All right. Sounds good. So for people that don't know, because some people are listening, we put your flyer up. Where is Play Muskegon located and what do people need to do to participate in the event tomorrow?
Absolutely. Play Muskegon is located in the corner building. So it is on the corner of Muskegon Avenue and 3rd Street. And Play Muskegon is at the back of the building. It's a very recognizable building. It's got pillars on the front. It's across from the Shell station. And it's a beautiful historical building that we're fortunate to be a part of. And you can go to our website, playmuskegon.com, to book your spot. Spaces are limited because Jesse needs to go grocery shopping and get all the materials and make sure that we have enough for everyone. So do let us know that you are coming and you can visit our website. It's, I'm sure, linked on Jesse's website and social media as well as ours. Play Muskegon's.
Chef, just stay away from anything that you have to use eggs. All right, just too expensive right now.
Yeah. No, honestly, I've changed some of my classes because I'm like, eggs are a little pricey right now. We'll switch gears and do different breakfast foods.
You know, being out there dealing with the youth, you guys have that passion for dealing with youth. If you could talk to our listeners and our viewers, you talked about being patient. What are some other things that you recommend when dealing and trying to teach your child going into another skill or craft?
I think one of the main things that I like to think about, including like the patience and having fun with it, is just like I think planning it out is really important, like talking with your kids, talking with them and saying like, this is what I really want to teach you, but here's why. I do think sometimes we as parents get caught in on a bit of a fix of like, we're going to do this and I'm going to teach you this. And it's like, but if you don't really explain the why behind it, they may not buy in. I'm currently doing some after school programming at Orchard View, and it's with all teens, like between like sixth grade and eighth grade. And it's been so much fun, but I am finding that, again, I've got to remind them of like why we're learning these skills. Like, why are we cooking together? What is the point of sitting down? I make them all wait, right, to like eat together. And I explain like the importance of sitting down for a meal. And like, so I think explaining your why, planning it out, but then also really explaining the why behind learning a new skill, and just having good communication back and forth about the, I mean, just the importance of communication in and of itself.
Nice. How about you, Jackie?
I would say remembering that it's a process-centered activity and it's for the kids. Think of an arts and crafts project, right? Or a way that you want to play to get a specific outcome out of your kids. A lot of times when you're playing pretend or you're singing a song, you're dancing, the parents, the adults are trying to make it become something that's their goal. But if you step back and just let the kids explore and do it their way and know it may not be perfect or what you're hoping for, it's likely the kids will get a little bit more out of it because they have the ownership to make the decisions, whether it's with an art project or the way that they're going to move to a song, or the way that they cut their food. I'm sure too, you know, it won't be perfect at first, but that's okay. We can work. The more we do these processes, that we'll work towards perfection, even though that's not, you know, ever what we try to aim for, but remembering it's process centered and not product centered, I think is really important when dealing with kids.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Just one of my questions. You know, kids might do fine eating, but somewhere around those teenage years, it just seems to all go off the rails. Yeah, I don't know if we just get to like, eat whatever you want. But what can we do as parents for like those, you know, teens, preteens, where it just seems like, you know, what I want to eat and what they eat are two totally different worlds?
Yes. So there is this thing around food that happens from a very young age. And I feel like it comes back really strong in teenage years. Okay. It's called autonomy. Kids want autonomy. And they're often, they don't get a lot of autonomy, even as little kids. Like we might say, like, which outfit do you want to wear? Or like, what food do you want to eat? And as a little kid, they get to make choices. And then they learn their voice. And they get to make more choices and more decisions about what they put in their body ends up being one of the main things that they feel like they can control, right? And honestly, that they should be able to control. We want kids to and teens to remain autonomous in their decisions about the food they put in their body. I think parents start to panic a little because they might have their own opinions about the food that they're seeing their teens want to eat. You know, if we're going to go really typical, it's like, oh, like my teen just wants to eat slushies and pizza and ice cream and this. And it's like, if you stop labeling those foods as bad things, they stop becoming such a forbidden fruit for everybody.
Ah, that's good.
Right? Just allow those foods to be a part of your life. Or if you've got some reason why you don't have a certain food, you know, maybe there's a religious reason, like there are reasons for people not having certain foods in their household for sure. But teens are still really exploring like their own relationship with food. And so that's really important to me that we allow people to be autonomous with their food choices. Okay. Now, like for teens, I might say like, okay, like so-and-so, you're going to pick a meal for the week. Now let's say I worked with this teen recently and they were like, well, I'm just going to pick corn dogs. I was like, great, let's have corn dogs. And what kind of veggie do you want to go with it? I guess carrots. Wonderful. What about another side? Like, do you think we should make something for, you know, so we can kind of build up things with gentle boundaries about learning how to create a balanced meal. But again, you can't force anyone to eat something. We don't want to force. The more you force, the more resilience you're going to be met with. So it's about gently leading, but not sparking a resilience to a healthy relationship with food.
I want to go a little bit into that, Jackie. How important, and I'm going to go to Jesse with this question as well. How important when just those little successes that your expression to that child has to be big. You did something great. It's wonderful. You know, how important is the praise of a child?
Children love hearing praise. Oh my goodness. And it, whether it's really loud and exuberant, or if you're really close to them and you can say, oh my gosh, I am so proud of you. You looked like you worked really hard on that. Or speaking to Jesse, I have a quick Super Bowl story to share that's along the same lines of letting them choose their own food. Our tradition in our family is to make a football feast, and we put all the fruits and the vegetables and some new things and new things for them to try. And we let our kids this past Sunday pick what they wanted off of the platter. And they picked a ton of healthy things, which I felt was a huge win. I didn't think that they were going to do that. But I was able to come down close to them where they were sitting. I said, you look like you picked such a good dinner for yourself. And the beam on their face, they were so proud of themselves, you know, like that we noticed it, but it didn't have to be huge, right? It didn't have to be full of that theatrical excitement. It just hearing, I'm so proud of you, or well done, you did a great job. Look at your choices. It means a lot to them, no matter what level of excitement you share it in.
How about you, Jesse?
Yeah, I feel very similarly. I think praise can be a really important aspect for kids and teens and even families in cooking classes, like praising the family, being there all together, handing a kid a knife and helping the mom not panic. There's praise there, like, good job, mom. Like, you didn't panic. No one got cut. It's all going to be okay. But I think one of my favorite forms of praise, as far as like my classes go, is I'm going to use the example of my teens class at Orchard View. I'll high five them. I'll call them all chef and say, like, thank you, chef. Thank you for cooking with me today. I think sometimes even just a thank you for doing this with me is a form of praise. It shows like appreciation of the time that they took to be with you. And maybe it is to cook with you, or my son chopped up all the potatoes for us the other day. Now we have like a chopper, so he just pushes them down, but he was like, oh, I'll prep all the potatoes. You know how much time that saves me?
Yeah, a lot.
And I could say, good job. Oh my gosh. And I could do those. But my favorite way of praising is just saying, thank you for participating in this with me. This is so important for our family that we all participate. So there's so many different ways to praise and to build that excitement and I don't know, like just security around those tasks.
Okay. So as we get to the bottom of the hour, so let's review about the event, Jackie, tomorrow, what's going on and what people can plan.
Play Muskegon is at the corner of Muskegon Avenue and 3rd Street. So we're right between downtown and midtown, that 3rd Street corridor. And Jesse Holden from My Little Cooks will be there at 2 p.m. to share Love at First Bite. It is a cooking class, and Jesse can share more about that. It will be held at Play Muskegon.
Yes. So I'm really excited to play with some food with you all tomorrow. Our Love at First Bite events are going to include making some fruit and veggie art together and also making some of our own berry jam together that we can spread on toast. So your kids are going to be making it themselves and they can eat it and enjoy their creative process. And then we get to play afterwards together, which is going to be so much fun.
Okay, now here's a surprise question that you didn't know that's going to come. We're going to ask all our guests this question. Okay, you guys are doing a Valentine's Day event tomorrow. All right, for you guys, how important is it that you better have that 90-cent card come in that house, or if you don't, it's all hell to pay? Jackie, you first.
We are not the best at remembering cards. So I am all about making a homemade one. It doesn't have to be the 90 cent one. It can just be, you know, a sweet, happy Valentine's appreciation of one another. So for me, it's not super important, but at the same time, we definitely knew it was Valentine's Day today in our house. There's a lot of fun things going on with our family with Play Muskegon and the corner. We're happy to be supporting the community with different activities to celebrate love. So come on down and join us.
Now, Jesse, I would be a little nervous with knives. If that car didn't come. Okay, so your thought on the question.
No, we did not get cards for each other. We used to. And now we actually have like our Valentine's cards from when we were dating, and we've got one card each. And like, so we'll just like, just give it right back to the person with the same message. And then we don't even write anything new. It's like, hey, here's a reminder how much I love you. I bought this card. And like, you know, it's depreciating and don't cost, but we can use the same card over and over. No, we really, we care more about like doing the fun stuff with our kids. My son had like a Valentine's box for preschool, and we've been like painting and doing just all kinds of crafts and stuff and making some heart-shaped food. And so I care more about that. We don't care about the cards. Okay.
Well, listen, Chef Jesse and Jackie, thank you so much. Thank you for having the patience and being willing to work and also educating our kids in the art of theater and culinary, because those two go hand in hand.
They really do. I'm so excited, and thank you so much for having us.
All right, we're going to have you guys back. You guys have a successful event, and take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Sounds like a great event,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, kids get to have some fun, get the kids out, and, you know, when you have a family, it's the husband and wife, but get the kids out and participate in Valentine's Day, too. So, sounds like fun.
Make sure, though, because there's stuff going around, so bring stuff to wash those hands.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Just really excited that they're doing that. And it takes a special skill to work with little kids.
It does. You know, another thing I didn't get a chance to get into, but getting kids involved in theater, you know, they have the tablets and the TVs, but just getting them involved where they're creating, whether mm-hmm. it's the food or in the theater, but getting their minds working and their creativity and ingenuity going. I love that idea and that aspect.
Right. We're down at the bottom of the hour. It says 2:28. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, run a couple of commercials. We're going to have a guest after 2:30. We got to talk a little bit when we come back about Valentine's Day. Brothers, you better be on your JLB. You are watching Community Focus on 103.7 The Beat and M106. We'll see you in a second. And welcome back to 103.7 The Beat and M106 with Community Focus with Gregory T. Roberts and Pastor Melvin Burns. Listen, we have an exciting guest here. Good friend of mine, been a great friend. I saw him the other day, and we said we have to get him on the show. Who do we have?
You know, if you follow his social media, you might not know he's from Muskegon, because he's all over the world doing some tremendous things. Would you all join us? Welcome into the studio, Mr. J.R. Gray.
Thank you. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. My brother, how you doing? Every time I see you, you are somewhere doing a great event. Tell people about yourself, a little bit about yourself.
You know, no stranger to, first of all, being here is always a pleasure, whether it's you guys or Paul or Big Robert Mehan. The station has actually in-depth helped my growth in what I do now. J.R. Gray, Glenn Gray, if you guys know me. Right here from Muskegon, Michigan. Entrepreneur, graphic designer, marketer, concert promoter, event curator from the 231. Humble beginnings, as you guys know, some don't. Started off at the Elks Charity Lodge. Mm-hmm. Grew from that to doing things in Grand Rapids. And then from Grand Rapids, I had my first big opportunity to do some things at the Van Allen Arena mm-hmm. with some pretty popular comedians, Lavelle Crawford, Adele Givens, Mike Epps.
Thank you, by the way, because that was great.
You know, some things, you know, these people come to me asking me for my advice and, you know, marketing skills and graphic design skills, and I just honed in skills and just from being able to learn it from YouTube and internet, and then just been able to take it off into Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, New York, L.A., Texas, being a tour promoter, then also a tour manager mm-hmm. Within the last, you know, 24 months for Jacquees. just trying to think of, you know, trying to sum it all up so I don't, you know, bore you guys. But just been able to learn the skills that I have now. You know, my very first PR job was with the late Bishop Wells, who taught me everything about integrity and honing my skills as a people person, dealing with, you know, social media. Because, you know, at his age, you know, they really he really was big on social media until I brought it to him, Facebook and the Instagram. And I learned how to communicate on a high level because of who he was. And it allowed me to converse with so many different people around the country. And that, you know, poured into what I do now, dealing with artists and even with, you know, just your everyday person. You know, I always keep the same mental of treating the janitor as I would treat the CEO.
There you go.
Understand their perspective, where they worked at, and to get to where they're at or where they're at in life. But at the same time, no respect person. You bleed like I bleed, you eat like I eat, and you do everything else. You know.
Now, how important, now you started at small venues and you moved away to different venues, but there are people out there that say nothing good goes, you can't find anything to do, or there are people that really want to put on activities, but they're scared to do it. What is some of your advice to them?
Well, for me, as I grew, I started off doing, like I said, events at the Elks, which it was a place where, you know, it was a tight-knit family, and we opened it up to the public for everyone to come in. And with that, you have to be really mindful of your crowd, dealing with, you know, every precaution of who you let in. I created something from that, which was called the Black Tie Christmas Affair. I haven't done it in 2 years, but it was going on for 10 years. Suit and tie event. You know, you hold the standards of how you want it, what you want it to look like. So whenever you come and you want to do an event, somebody just asked me not too long ago, like, man, how can I get into it? I said, first of all, you got to be selfless, and you can't be afraid to talk to people.
There you go.
You cannot be afraid to fail. Because my first event, my first party, I think I had 5 people, and I was so excited. I was talking, like, "Hey, I'm about to do this." Yeah, I never forget that day came, and I think it was like me and my cousin, like, and some other people and people I didn't know, and it was a complete failure. But I had 30 days after that to try again, and I took that feeling, that memory of what that was, in order for me to come back and, you know, redo it. And the next event that I had at, was crazy, off the chain. But I took that even now, being able to, and, well, let me go back to this. Even with those 10 people, 5 people that was in the Elks at the time, I still treated them as if it was packed out.
Yes.
And I made sure they had a good time. Yeah. I want to tell a lot of people that, you know, you got to, I've seen other people who've had, I've seen other people, not only in Muskegon, but around the country and around places, when they don't have such a great event, they want to talk about, "Miles, y'all support me." Always give thanks for the people that spent their hard-earned money to come out. I don't care if it's 1 person, 3 person, or 3,000 people. Like, I'm in front of crowds that's 15,000. Largest crowd I did was in Atlanta, Frankie Beverly Mays. We had the Whispers. We had Johnny Gill. And it was in front of 26,000 people.
Wow.
You know, and then it reminded me of when I had 5 people that I was a part of. You know, now mind you, this aren't all mine, but I'm a part of these teams and these people that are bringing me in. Little boy from Muskegon, able to do his due diligence and, you know, meeting people and being able to carry on a conversation. So the thing about it is, you want to make people feel comfortable, whether you're in a good position or not. So they'll, because people keep a track of it. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of people there, but, man, he sure did treat us well. He bought us a drink, made sure he was, you know, kept checking on us. That was what's up. I'm going to tell 3 more friends. I'm going to tell 5 more people, my friends, and I'm going to come back. And that's how it is, you know, even with the situations now, because, you know, we only have 1 spot in Muskegon at the moment where people are able to attend to, and that place is amazing. Shout out to Charles Ross, who allowed me to come in and give my ideas, and he's been going back and forth with me so we can make things better in Muskegon for us to have different events and things like that. And so it's always about your customer. It's always about the consumer. How can you make them forget that they got to go to work on Monday?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? You got 4 hours with us. I want you to dance. I want you to eat. I want you to do your fun, you know, as an adult, and then go home safely, not being worried about, you know, any issues or anything mm-hmm. like that. And that's been my biggest thing. So okay. Just staying wise with that. And I just want to, it's a lot of young people that come up to me and I didn't realize, cause I'm now, it's crazy. Cause I remember when I first started coming, I was like 21, I'm 36. I'll be 37 this year. So I'm tapping on 40 and my body feels it. My mind feels it. I look back on some things. I'm like, man, I won't do that ever again. But I look at now, how can I show somebody else who wants to mm-hmm. come from where I'm from and do the things I'm doing now? I don't brag about it, but I rub mm-hmm. my elbows with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. My phone, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I ignore certain calls from certain celebrities because I just don't want to talk. You know, because sometimes I just because I know what it's going to be. To hey man, we're gonna get me on your show. Is this show you doing? Because I learned your name is greater than any riches. Now, no means am I rich at mm-hmm. all. But my name has got into rooms that I've never walked in front
yes,
of.
Yes.
And I'll do my best, you know, to clean up anything I've messed up. But for the most part, when you see my name on something, you see it as a part of any event, you know it's going to be decent and in order. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to get all, you know.
No,
but,
you're teaching
it. But that's, no, you're that's teaching, what it is. I mean, but I come from that stock. Nancy Grace, you guys yes. know my mom. Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, she didn't play. But I learned that. I learned that from my sister, Siobhan Savage. Like, I took all those lessons, Pastor Duran. Those different people that pour into my life, take that integrity on the road with you. Mm-hmm. I did 36 cities for almost 3 months, mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago. And I had to literally put all the knowledge that I ever had to deal with so many situations.
Nice.
And that opened up so many doors for me to do high skill, high level events and concerts mm-hmm. and festivals. I remember when I was, you know, questioning myself, like, is this something I want to do? And is it really worth it? And when I say it was, because it's been a dream and a passion for myself for the last almost 20 years now. That's crazy saying that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And, you know, and I just want anybody to know that's out there, man. If you're a young brother, sister, whoever, don't give up on your dreams, man. You can make it happen. I run into so many entrepreneurs around the country, mm-hmm. make clothes, make candles, make music, art, anything culinary. I have some of the best chefs on the road, mm-hmm. and I just tell anybody, everyone, just continue to perfect your craft and never give up, you know. So,
yeah,
that's my big thing.
You know, you're teaching, and so many days on the go, but you know, like I see J.R. Gray presents,
yeah,
that's your business, that's you,
J.R. Gray Design.
And we talk to entrepreneurs, people all the time, you know, and three things, you know, if you touch on them quick, one is how much, you know, sound like fun, entertainers, yeah. But there's work.
Oh, so much work.
The other aspect is there's business.
Yes.
And then the other one you touched on is just, you know, it's your name. Yeah. The integrity is required, you know, if you want to be out there.
Yes, sir. And I can't hark on that enough. You know, like people see the pictures that I post and, you know, maybe some of the videos and the recaps. But man, the work that goes into it, like we have a show coming up on the 24th, I'm sorry, in Baltimore, Maryland. Shanti Ja Rule and Kelly Price, like for instance, we're trying to come up with different metrics mm-hmm. to make this show above and beyond. And people just see the artist, oh, yeah, we're going to just come. No, but you have to actually touch the people, have sure. your people touch the people
yes.
in order for them to spend the money
yes.
right now, you know? So it's always a challenge before you see the road, you know? So sure. you got to get planted, you got to grow, you got to get watered mm-hmm. on, you got to sure. get the dirt, that process. But then you see the flower bud, then you smell the roses, you
know? Right?
And sometimes you plant and you don't see the process, sure. you have to start all over from scratch. Uh-huh. Like I said, that first party, I'll never forget. I mean, I did work, I made a commercial. Back in my mind, I'm serious, like, man, it sounds messed up, but you prepare to fail in order to succeed. So yeah. you're like, all right, well, yeah, it might look good, but what if this happens? All right, let me make sure. Let me mm-hmm. make sure I yeah. inbox somebody. Let me tag mm-hmm. them. Let me mm-hmm. make this extra mm-hmm. thing. Let me make them laugh, feel comfortable.
Sure.
And that's the same process. Like I still come home. I still do events here in Muskegon just because I know it's something that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As far as an adult crowd, because I've worked at Muskegon Public Schools. I worked with students and everything like that. I've done community events whenever you guys have done it, you know, whatever. But I know we also need something for the older folks. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, all this other stuff. Yeah, but with someone who can also be trusted, like if his name is on an event, like I said, it's, you know, it's going to be a decent and cool event. You know, that's what I try to do, especially with those things that we just mentioned. You know, those three things.
Now, I want to talk to you because one of the things that you do, if anybody that follows you on media, So many times people hold back with information on how to be successful, or like even workout, you know, you got to be healthy, all that kind of stuff. A lot of people will be reserved and hold back. You go to the opposite end, and you're making sure that you're trying to educate people.
And that's one of the big things. With over the last 2 years, social media has been actually, I won the award. Let's go back there. I won the BEAT award for social media impact back in 2012, 2013. This is before they were paying you to the post. And I always used to post a little silly stuff as an immature person. But as I grew and I started, I got a little following, I'm going to start posting certain things that makes sense. I have a Glenn Gray page. I got a JR Gray Designs Entertainment page. Mm-hmm. And I have another JR page. My JR Gray Designs Entertainment page, it reaches about 100,000 people per week. Okay. Meta, you know, if you know, pays you to post and create content.
Yeah. You're at 240 points right now.
Well, I'll be, you know, you post certain things. And I just say, you know, and I need to do better, but I post my workouts because I want to see people see me struggle. I gain weight, I lose weight, gain weight. But the thing is, I constantly stay in the motion of being better. And I say, man, listen, everything ain't gonna be happy. Everything ain't gonna be $1 million, you know. Mm-hmm. But you have to literally keep pushing. People that know me personally, last 6 months, man, I lost, let's say the last 4 years, I lost some real, real important people in my life that I never would have thought going into 2024, 2025 would not be here. You know, burying some of my best friends and burying one of my god sisters who was like, you know, was pretty much my real sister. You guys know me. All my siblings are really like 30 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was me and my sister, Kamaria, she's my niece, and my sister, Amnique. So burying her, you know, was a heartbreak. And I had the next day, I believe I had to go on stage and I had to go on another tour. And I had to just man up and just, you know, hey, God, I trust you. Let me push through it. Mm-hmm. And I still be out here goofing off, a smile on my face. But inside, you want to break down. But because of what you've been practicing, what you've been taught, you can just learn how to keep pushing on, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. So you tell your story through social media the right way, people can relate to it. And that's the good point. That's how I bring it back. Mm-hmm. And so I like to be open book to a certain extent. You know, I used to say some crazy stuff back in the day, but nowhere near am I doing the things that a lot of our people that we know will post and say and do on days of this time. I guess I sound old, but you know, it's even older people that post stuff. That's what
it about the age.
Just the mindset. And,
yes.
And I want, even with that, I remember somebody say, and this is real. Somebody was like, and I want to address this too. Oh man, his party is 2500. Oh man, the party 35. Oh man, the party is 40 up. I'm going to the 40 up. I went to a 40 up before it, and the 40 up was fighting. Well, I went to 25, and everybody was just, you know, the young kids, they were just turned up, but they went home. But also, I've seen vice versa. It's just about the mindset of people, how you able to indulge them of who you are as an individual. So it's just, you know, even with that, just the mindset of being careful about what you let in your atmosphere and what you're not.
Yes.
In your atmosphere. That's the biggest thing, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, you social media has. It's really, I remember, you don't get paid from Facebook back in the day. No, I do. You know what I'm saying? Social media helped me, whether I'm getting paid actually from social media or I'm posting something that's going to get me paid later on or provide for my family. So for everyone that's been following me, I just appreciate y'all. I honestly do. Man, my life has been, for the most part, just very visible. And I'm, like you said, I never hold back information because I believe it's enough for everybody to win.
There you go.
I know it's literally, it's, I never forget, I asked someone how to do a certain thing. And this person said, man, I can't tell you that you're going to take my business. I'm thinking in my head, see, you're thinking too small. You're thinking about right here.
Right.
Yeah. I have clients literally all over the country. And I had one in Australia just within the last 2 years. But I'm trying to grow that so I can start being all around the country. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I just want anybody to know, God made enough for everybody.
Please.
He made it enough for everybody. I promise you.
Say it again. Pass the plate.
Hey, man, hey, it's enough for everybody. Everybody can win. Mm-hmm. You don't have to step on nobody's toes. You don't have to talk down on nobody. I don't care what it is. It's been over the last 20 years. All I know is consistency. Over the last 20 years, as I've been doing party promoting and events, it's been promoters and party planners and people that's came and went, and it's just a revolving door. The one thing, all I did was stay in my name. Like, I never claimed to be the best, never claimed to be the coolest, I never claimed to be the most, you know, handsomest guy. I just know I want to provide a service for some people who work all week, who got one day off, whether it's a concert, whether it's one of my parties, you spending your hard-earned money, you got to buy an outfit, you got to get the kids set, you got to get your hair cut, hair done, you got to, you know, prepare yourself, whatever you want to do, you know, for that date night, whether it was just night out on with your girls or your homeboys. I just want to provide that moment for you for those 4 or 5 hours, whether it's a concert, party, or event, or a kickback, and make sure that you're going to leave like, man, JR, all right, he cool, man. He's nice. Great. You know what I'm saying? Everything. He, you know, and I'm always good with constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? Lately, it's been the DJ. We got to find a DJ. I mean, but since 2012, it's always been something. You got to find a better venue. You got to find a better DJ. You got to get some food. You got to do this. You got to. So I'm always rolling with the punches. I don't complain. It just shows me in my head. I'm not complacent. I want to keep finding better. I keep wanting to do better. But that right there, here in Muskegon, led me to do what I'm doing out there. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Nice. It's just always about progressing and staying humble. That's all I really know.
It's not only staying humble, but those people that show you that they are willing to ride and die with you, because like you said, it's your name on it.
Yeah.
And there are people that have been by your side that they have shown themselves true. And instead of leaving them back, you take them along with you.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. And that's it. And my thing is, I had learned that too. Everybody can't go with you either.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody can't go. Mm-hmm. And some of them feel like, hey, man, I'm going to ride it. But when they start seeing the actual workload,
come on now.
Like, I got to be honest. And
Listen,
for me to outbeat cats from New York, Chicago, yeah. LA, New Mexico, Santa Fe, I'm just thinking about some of the people I know that I got opportunities over. I almost had to double myself, because they all going, like, where you from? Detroit? No. Muskegon. Oh, what's that? Hey, bro, what do you know about this? Well, here's my list of what I know, and this is what I can do. Okay. So I had to come in the game. I'm a graphic designer. I know how to make a flyer. I know how to make a video. I know how to talk in front of the mic. I know how to talk in front of 5,000 people. I know how to go on TV and talk the King's English. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on now.
I know how to converse. You know, I learned certain things because you have to do that. I found different ways. You know what I'm saying? Right now, ChatGPT is one of my biggest helpers. If you guys don't know what it is, it's an AI program. You put in some thoughts and things like that. It comes back out. You can take that and, you know, little key notes like that. That's free game right there. Oh, yeah. AI is everything. It makes money.
Help with sermons too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know, right. You know what I'm saying? You can literally change your life because of that. And so I've done that with, I'm looking at one of the shows I've been a part of right here, right in front of me, Smash Production. But we did that. Just how you progress and grow. That's pretty much what I can say, but you know.
But you do have a couple shows coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do. So starting off in Muskegon tomorrow, we have a Valentine's Day called Lovers and Friends, R&B kickback. I'm really big on the R&B.
Okay.
I want it to be, you know, a night where women want to get dressed up, fellas want to come fly.
Yeah.
And I really miss the essence of slow dancing and kicking it. Like, I like to turn up. Trust me, I've done Sexy Red, I've done Boss Man D-Lo, I've done Boosie. Me and Boosie, that's my dog. But when it comes to certain things, let's slow it down. Let's change the tempo. Let's get that crowd in that we want, where you feel okay coming in.
Okay.
And you want to dance the night away in a good way. And that's what we're providing tomorrow at Paradise. My big aunt, my homie, Charles Ross, has opened up his doors once again. Our last event was amazing. One before that was amazing as well. We just been rolling back to back to back. And we have a lot planned coming up, from brunches to midnight brunches to day parties to things like that. As I put in my schedule, as he put in schedule, he's bringing that vibe back, and he's making sure everyone has a comfortable time inside, you know? We're working on that, just putting our brains to the masses, and we're taking in advice from everyone, the right advice, not the wrong, but the right advice.
Right.
And what him and his father has done over the last years is to be, you know, commended. Everything's not always perfect in this industry. You know, who's perfect? You know what I'm saying? What job, you know, what business, what place has always served you right food, has always gave you the best customer service? You take that criticism, you come back, you rewrite it. Hey, this is how we're going to do it and do it better. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we've planned a great night. First adults to come through the door. We have a little gift for you. Nice. 75 people. We got DJ Jay Weezy on the 1s and 2s. Myself hosting on the mic, walking around. It's a Valentine's Day kickback. You don't have to be single. You don't have to be in a relationship. You just come have fun. We're going to reminisce on some of the music and just have fun. Look good, dress good, smell good for show.
Come on, for show. For show.
So that's what I have coming up in Muskegon week after next. I'm going to say Little Rock. I'm thinking of Little Rock or something else. But no, in Baltimore, Maryland, We have Ja Rule, Ashanti, Live Jennings, and Kelly Price. I forgot to say.
Wow.
Okay. That's going to be at the Chesapeake Arena. We just did that Chesapeake back in, I think it was September, with Boss Mandilo, Boosie, Webby, and a whole bunch of other individuals. And I love Baltimore. One of my favorite players is the Crab. Oh, the Crab. Yeah, man. Some delicious food. Uh-huh. We're looking forward to that being another great time. Everybody come out, sing a lot of classic songs. If you're from that, if you was born in 88, 89, 90, you know Ashanti and Ja Rule, Rule the 2000, Lyle Jennings, out of Toledo, amazing singer. And of course, Kelly Price, man. She wrote so many songs for Bad Boy, you know, the situation with what they got. But the classic, the hits, her and the Isley Brothers, and R. Kelly, and, you know, Faith Evans, what they did, amazing. So I enjoy working with them. So that's going to be on, I said the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me get my dates right. I'm going to make sure I don't mess up, you know. But hopefully that all goes through. And then after that, my next big show is May 9th. We have Tyrese, Kelly Price, and Kiki Wyatt. That's at the Fox Theater in Detroit. All this is Motor City Productions. Shout out to my brother, Kelly. Him and my boy Darko out of Detroit, man. It's like I said, more brothers who took a chance on me, and we became a great team, and we've been just working really hard to make sure that we provide quality shows throughout the country. Being on that team, you know, and it's crazy because we all are in our young 30s. So like, I'm 36, I think, Darko and Kelly, I think they're 32, 33. And these brothers are skilled at their positions and what they're doing and just bringing joy. So I encourage everybody to get tickets for that. Take that trip to Detroit. We're trying to work on some stuff in Grand Rapids, Muskegon. Mm-hmm. My dream is always to do something. I'll digress from what I was talking about, but my dream is always to do something at the beach or at Mona Lake, and on that type of time, on that whether it's been jazz, R&B, blues, mm-hmm. or hip hop, mm-hmm. Hair just landed. You know, that's another thing. I remember being a little boy going to the carnival and just looking at the concerts. Mm-hmm. That's what made me fall in love with it. And just that's one of my dreams, that hopefully we can do something soon at Heritage Atlanta. We've been looking at different bills and projects, and you know, the schematics got to make sense. You know, sure. You don't want to give away money. I don't care if it's your own crib. You don't want to just buy something and not use it. You know, yeah. You don't buy no spoiled milk.
Right. Like
say you got some milk. No, you're going to make sure it makes sense. It makes sense for the people. I want to make sure that we bring quality and quantity to this lakeshore. I see everything that's getting built. It reminds me of, you know, like right now, Detroit is redoing their whole downtown. Yeah. Savannah, Georgia, redoing their whole boardwalk. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I'll be sitting in my head like, man, listen, we're on the lakeshore. Chicago's kitty corner. Milwaukee's right up the way. You know, why can't we have these type of entertainments? And I just know it takes like minds and people with momentum and forward progress mm-hmm. that can work together. A lot of our problems that we like to separate. Everybody want to be achieved. Nobody want to be an Indian.
Okay.
And I learned that. I learned that personally, because once you start playing that good role as an Indian, and not playing a role, but just being in that role, gifts start opening up for you. Like, well, we trust you to do this. Yes. And so that's what happened with me on the road as I began to do good at certain things. Hey, man, we trust you with this $2 million budget for this tour with Jacquees uh-huh. and such. Or we trust you with this $3 million one show with such and such on, uh-huh. on the bill, Jerry Kiana. Hey, mm-hmm. I believe I can. And it became successful for me to start doing different things. You know, things slow down, things speed up, but you just stay consistent, stay in the middle, and make sure that you say what you can do uh-huh. and you mean it. Yeah, your name is, I tell anybody, your name is everything.
I love that. Yes. Listen, we're running out of time. Okay. But what I want to do is we're asking everybody that same question. And you're in a predicament because the person is running the camera over there.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
how important is it on the Valentine's Day that you better have that 98-cent card come through that house?
Oh, man, you better have more than 98 cents.
I don't know where he gets his 98-cent card.
Hey, listen, but see, also, you got to have that person. If it was 98 cents and all you had was a dollar, they would make sure that, you know, you're not going to spend that 98 cents.
All right.
Something else that can stretch. It's important to have you somebody that can help you stretch.
Okay.
You know, the right way. You know, that's not money hungry. That's not greedy. Now, you know, I just got to be honest. You know, being on the road, you see a lot of different characters that's of the opposite sex. And I was on Love & Hip Hop a few episodes. And, you know, you and on tour, you know, so you get a lot of different angles of people that come at you. and you see what they're about. You know, for me, luckily, I started off in a place where I've seen some stuff. And just to say short for least, you know, my discernment is really high when it comes to women. You know, I've made good choices, I made bad choices, but at the most time, I already knew what I was getting into. It's just I already knew the character of the person, I already knew what they were doing, I just decided to still take on the giant. But for the most part, as I got older, I started making wiser decisions, especially now. You know, what I got going on now is very helpful for me. It's a helpmate, man. I'm almost out the way, man. I'm out here running, man. I'm being real. I've done it. I sit back like, man, you know, I'm like, okay, you might like me, but you know, it's consistent. Nah,
I'm good.
Yes, you know, you say so. I know we are out of time, but you know, you said I'm a kid from Muskegon, I follow your social media. I know one of the things you do now is like you post questions on there and things people to comment on. But how much does that inform who you are and things you do? You know, the integrity you carry when you're going all over the country. That I'm still this kid from Muskegon.
Well, because I won't let nobody forget it. I'm gonna let myself forget it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things ever for me. I've been around people who. That were from Muskegon and people that were from Grand Rapids and people that was from Detroit claiming other cities just so it can look good or be good. Yeah. Me, on the other hand, I'm pounding people's heads to the point of place where they understand that's where I'm from. When I went to Oakland University, people would try
shout
to
shout out to the pioneers and sailors.
When I went to OU over in Oakland and the Grizzlies, a lot of those people, they was from Detroit, Southfield, all that, Pontiac, Flint. Yeah. And it was one of two people that was from this side of the state. And I drove it into everybody here. I'm from Muskegon. Where's that at? By the end of the time I left there, everybody knew about Muskegon.
Put Muskegon on the map.
I've gotten so many calls just from people around the country like, hey, man, you know this dude, such and such. He say he's from Muskegon. What, ain't that your city? Or vice versa. I had a group of people that I don't necessarily hang with. I think they're a little younger. They went somewhere in Atlanta. And one of my friends like, man, oh, y'all from Muskegon? Y'all know Jared? They're like, man, you know Jared. Got them all hooked up and everything like that. It happened in Cincinnati, too. Happened in Detroit a few times. But that's about the name as well.
Yes.
Because I'm standing on strong where I'm from. You know, one thing about where I'm from, I grew up on Wood Street. Mm-hmm. Well, no question. I didn't get involved a lot of stuff. A lot of my friends did. But I 1630. Seven Wood, that's where I was born and raised. I don't know anything else but my block, about what I did. You know, I travel both sides. I just always felt that the inner city for me was always from Summit to Marquette.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Apple to the Causeway. That where our community of people are.
Yes,
right.
I don't care about the, you know, I do care about the beach and all that other stuff, but where the black people are. You know, that's where I grew up. Ain't nothing but a block, for real, for real. And everybody... I had to be friends with everybody. I had to learn how to connect with people. Mm-hmm. Were you from the South Side, or were you from Mason? Were you from over there on Holbrook, or were you on the West Side, or the projects? Doesn't matter. Wherever you were from, I learned. I got family in every hood.
Yeah.
I got people in here. I know you. We all go to the same. We all go to Cooper Kinkies. We all go to Myers here. Walmart here. Walmart
right there.
One mall. You know what I'm saying? That's barely it. But you know what I'm saying? But we all pretty much, you know what I'm saying? So I had to be firm on who I was and not get involved in certain things in order for me to be where I'm at now. So I'm just constantly steadily growing, and it's a learning process, even now at 36. And so for me, representing Muskegon, I represent Muskegon Heights, Muskegon, West Side, South Side, Wood Street, Mason, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Wherever, you know, all over, I represent that because I know people that I grew up with. Yeah. Port City football, Muskegon Big Show football, going to Heights Muskegon game, 5-on-5, walking up down Hume Street. Like, all that stuff goes in my head when I'm on stage in front of all these people, you know what I'm saying? So I always represent Muskegon, I always will. It's my heart, it's my place, it's where I'm from. You know?
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, Gray, thank you for so much for coming to the show. Listen, that's the show. I mean, it goes that fast. Thank you so much. You watching Community Focus on 103.7 The Beat.
Appreciate y'all, too.
Man. Appreciate you. M106. Listen, this year we said our theme is go out there and seek knowledge. Yeah. Seek the truth. Take care. We see you next week on Community Focus. God bless.